Why are you sitting on the ground?
This is where I live, little man.
Hey, we gotta get going, pal.
Why?
Well, in retrospect, I made some really bad choices after high school.
Yeah, we gotta get going, buddy.
Why?
Well, this was during the so-called disco era, but for me, it was more the doing mushrooms era.
Oh, okay, we're gonna miss breakfast.
Why?
Never really thought about that, kid. I mean, I was never Mr. Popularity in high school, and I watched Fantasia a lot.
This is the 50 Shades of Boucher podcast.
There's something about you and I don't know why. I can't think straight when I look.
U.S. Capitol Police are investigating after a sex tape surfaced online. It showed two men engaged in sex acts.
Yeah, your mustache tickles my nutsack, baby. You know that's fine with me. You said you want to cover my face with love, so maybe I'll find out it's he. You clawing my back, I'm your little ho-oh-oh. He spreads my cheeks and he makes me scream. He's my number one daddy, gonna make him cream inside of me. Just keep riding me. When I'm slipping him down, it's my favorite sound. He let out a little moan, what a beautiful tone, so softly. Just keep riding me.
A good name for a dog is Syndrome. That then when he tries to attack someone, you can yell down Syndrome.
Don't laugh.
It's not.
I apologize.
I mean, it's yeah.
That's like a
it
joke.
Was a little insensitive, I guess.
Some of the 200 Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped by extremists in Nigeria have been forced to marry their kidnappers. And worse than that, they've been forced to laugh at their husband's stories even after hearing them for the umpteenth time.
You know something.
Yeah, I know.
It's very hard to make a joke about those girls who are kidnapped. When I hear about those things, that is one of the worst. You know.
And yet you got a big laugh out of yours.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got it.
Now, as an old-timey broadcaster, do you have other old-timey broadcaster friends?
Well, they're Mike Wallace was a great friend. Mike was a grand guy. I said, he had dementia at the end. That's funny to you. You know, McDonald, I want to tell you.
No, it's a very odd thing to say.
If you're looking to broaden your horizons, I don't think it's wise to laugh
because
at someone
just
who had dementia.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at that you said.
He was
you
the best.
Just said
I loved him.
Mike
was
Wallace
sad.
Was a great guy. He had dementia at the end.
I'm pretending I know who Albert Gray is. I didn't.
No, Albert Fish.
Oh.
You're a New Yorker. So anyways, he was a child rapist and cannibal, as I explained.
When he says child Jesus rapist, you try Christ. Not to laugh when he looks at you.
Oh, come on, man. It's not funny.
I know it's not, but I know you want people to laugh.
Fish chose his victims. He only chose victims who were either mentally handicapped. Now, don't laugh at this next part. Please.
But you know he wants you to, right?
No. If you laugh at this next part.
Okay. And I'm not
Fish chose victims who were either mentally handicapped or African American. Oh, come on. Why would you think that's funny? God damn, Fred. Jesus Christ. That was the worst part of the
dude,
story.
Dude did a promo but for the show.
Why do you think he did that? What would be the explanation? Why would he only attack? Why would his victims that he chose only be either mentally handicapped or African Americans?
Because people don't, in those days, didn't care when those people were vanished.
That's you're right. Thinking like right. Albert Fish now.
And prostitutes, that's why they kill.
That's right.
Prostitutes.
Exactly.
That's
nobody right. really cares nope. about prostitutes. Well, but you're exactly right. That's why Albert Fish killed only mentally handicapped and African Americans.
What about, okay.
I thought you'd laugh at African Americans again, that they were.
No, I guess I know him. I know he'll do something. That's outrageous. How
well, it's kind of outrageous.
Hey, God for the damn. Ninth consecutive year, Nick, JetBlue Airlines ranked first for satisfaction among all North American airlines. But you know what ranked least in satisfaction? 9/11 Airlines. What a terrible name for an airline. It reminds me of that tragedy.
about 9/11.
Yeah, no. I don't laugh at 9/11.
What?
Again.
9/11.
I try to tell him not to laugh. Adam. I know. I walked through blood and bones in the streets of Manhattan trying to find my brother.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was in northern Canada.
I just want the chorus and then we'll fucking... I might even have to cut some of this. God damn it. I would keep that going, but it is a little inappropriate that I play it because I'll probably get it booted. I don't know. It's mainstream. These guys let you stream your shit, so that's kind of cool, right? But I know. That's a big bummer. I'm a huge Michelle Branch fan for only two songs, but still. I mean, I'm sure I'd listen to the rest of her shit, too. But once again, the At Midnight... I don't know why I call him the At Midnight. It's something to do with Twitter because it's at the midnight. But I, for every time I say their fucking name, I always say the At Midnight, and I have to correct myself because it's not gonna. That's not fair. The 50 At Shades of Boucher. I would not like if somebody messed up my name like that. Anyways, hello. True traditional Sunday morning fuck off. Cup of coffee in. Might hear one of the kids knock on the fucking door. Those little bastards wake up early. And I could say that. They fucking wake up early as shit. And I love them to goddamn death. But it's so funny to be. I was at fucking three in the morning. You know. So I'm up at 3 a.m., you know, it's fucking, it's gotta be like 3:30. The middle child comes around the corner, you know, whatever, sleeping, comes and hangs out with me, and whatever, cool, you know, I'm not mad at that at all, but, turn that music down a little more, I'm not mad at that. But it's like, I can't hang out with you at 3:30, bro. You got to go back to bed. And so I try to, you know, I let the kid hang out for a little bit. You know, we're watching something. And, I mean, I'm kidding you. The look of sadness I got when I was like, you gotta go back to bed now. Like, I tried to have like a little moment. You know, we were hanging out. It's kind of fun. The tears that came down after, like, what, I can't hang out with you till the rest of the day now. It's like, nah, you gotta go back to bed. Yeah, come on, man. Like, but they'll pop out. They'll pop out, like, at random times to be like so it's kind of crazy, right? Like, and I know there's whatever. Shut the fuck up. My 3-year-old's not going in a crib. So, like, they just get up and move, right? And the 1.5-year-old, I've literally been sleeping on the couch, woke up to that kid staring at me at the end of it just to be like, and then runs back into her room. So I don't know how long she'd been there. But that kid, all of them, man, they're fucking nuts. So anyways, let's see here. It's a little more chill. This one's pretty chill. There's not much to it. All right, got some things to break down. What we came into, if I even play all of it, was laughing at inappropriate things that I'm not Norm for the YouTube, but it's essentially clips of Norm McDonald's show, Norm McDonald Live. And he just says, obviously, some good things to make the guests laugh that are very inappropriate, which are great. Who fucking cares? That dude fucking loves it. I loved Norm. Like, just the clips. It's not like I did a big, heavy dive or nothing, but the dude is just original as shit. And then, you know, he died and didn't tell no one. And There's a lot of respect for something like that. So I've got the I don't know why I thought this was a good idea. I've got the Capitol Hill butt fucking, the dude on dude action that happened at that besmirched our glorious Capitol building, or not Capitol, what is it? Somebody's Capitol got stormed, that's for sure. Take it away, Bob. God damn it. Yeah, so this dude got fucked on Senate Hill or something. And I got the non-blurred version. Wow. If you've been keeping up, the amount of dicks I've seen on this podcast lately is a lot. And I'm telling you, this is one of the bigger ones. Stories, maybe not so much. Maybe big tech media will try to suppress this. But I've got the full-on big one. Wow. All right. Sorry, I was looking at the little... I have it like where it pops up if you just scroll your mouse over the tab. And it like gives you the blurb. And it shows full insurrection into that guy's asshole. And it's fucking big. God damn, that's nuts that dude just filmed it. Anyways, we'll get to that story. I've got the lady arrested for playing with herself in the water. There's that. And then close off. I don't know if I have ever done the Attack on Titan, My Soldier's Rage. But if you're bored, Hulu has a show called Attack on Titan. Very good anime. Actually, it's not too crazy for like people, you know. It's not too crazy out of the realm for normal people to get into it, right? It's kind of got like a futuristic vibe. I know it sounds crazy. Just you watch. But yeah, I don't know. It's we'll listen to it. It's at least something fun to listen to. Actually, it's really depressing. But, well, whatever. What are you going to do? Start with a high and with a low. That's what they say. All right, let's get this music out of here. Oh, jam out, though, brother. Hold on. Let's go back and listen to this real quick, and then we'll get into Capitol or Senate Hill butts. Here we go. Hell yeah. All right. I like them. Again, that's The Midnight. God damn it. Every time I go to say the name, I fuck it up. That's The Midnight. And this one would be Lost Boy Instrumental. Guys are goddamn good. All right. Well, here we are. Let's get that volume up here. Oh, they're breathing like they know they're not supposed to do this. How is this place not filmed, by the way? All right, first off, let's go back here. Automatically, this is like a Snapchat kind of a thing. Now, we're looking at Jesse Kim SF on Twitter. Okay, that's where you can go for. This guy's wearing like, are they wearing jock straps or is he getting pegged? Hold on here. No, he pulled his underwear down. One guy's in the one guy. Okay. Okay, in 8 seconds, 9 seconds here, there's something to get, a lot of shit's going to get broken down. First off, fat cock. All right, I'm not trying to be weird, but that's a fatty. And he is one guy got a bussy. Hold on, actually, while we get out of this, there is a song for this occasion I've been waiting for. Riding Me? Isn't that the song? Keep Riding Me. Come on, Browse. We're going to get back into this. I don't want to lose any creative thought here. Of course, Apple Music fucking sucks. Oh, my God. All right, anyways. Sorry. Making editorial decisions. Got it. YouTube comes in handy. This whole song is about dudes fucking. Oh, nope. We want the music. There we go. There's something about you and I don't know why. I can't think straight when I look into your eyes. You know how to play it right. Yeah, you. All right, now let's get back to the. Wow. Wow. Again, they're deep breathing. They're breathing like they're not supposed to be doing this. And then I said, he's got like a... How do you fucking describe this? What are the... It's like the things that ladies wear with thigh highs. It's almost like he's in a fucking athletic cup. Like a jock strap. Right, you see the gay... The gay references. There's more. Let me take a coffee sip. Maybe that's the song I come in with. Who the fuck knows? But we're going to go back to this now. Okay. He's got... I don't know what this blue thing is. The blue thing over here is kind of pissing me off. But I think that might have been something... What I'm guessing that is that's a butt plug. That's a butt plug that dude had in to warm himself up for this occasion, and then this guy was able to... Because now... Okay, now you have the real complex decision of, did this happen, like, spontaneously, or was this planned? Okay, was this first degree butt fucking, or was this... accidental manslaughter. This dude, the one. All right, so the one dude has pulled his pants down and he's got his balls helping thrust. That's actually a good move here. Now we're getting into physics. He's got his balls. He's got the waistband of his. Now these are these are tight, right? They're probably more. These aren't like. What the fuck are they called? Boxer briefs. These aren't boxer briefs. These are just briefs. But they're like the meshy kind, like not like cotton. They're like spandex. And this guy has that down, which is good elastic. And he has that down underneath his balls. And then it rises up as it's trying to re-elasticate itself. Oh my God. What have we stumbled upon here? This then helps thrust into the man. Whoa. And first off, this guy's a twink. This guy's got lady hips. She's got he's got a body of like Riley Reid or something. I don't know. He's missing the back tattoo. That's Riley Reid. I mean, honestly, that's not a bad back at all, dude. You hairless, moleless. This guy's clean, at least from the quality of the video. I mean, Jesus Christ, if you would have told me this was a chick, there's a half a chance I believe you. There's now the back crease here, this little back, I don't know, this indentation here, it would have me questioning. But even the way he's underwear screams that's a lady, because why would a guy be wearing, like, thigh-high, you know, the clip-on things where it connects to your waist? You know, think Wolf of Wall Street. Huh. What does that say about me that I can get, call this some... I don't know if I'm not semi-attracted. I'm just wondering, why could I maybe find this to be a lady's back? That's weird. Not weird, I guess, in connotation of me watching this. I guess it's weird to admit. Whatever. We go on. And he's going balls deep. He's in them. I mean, this dude, they've done this. This is where it's crazy to think that this dude could take this much just off of, like, a whim, you know? Because they always say, like, you're supposed to clean it and all that and have lube and da-da-da-da. So I think that thing was in his butt. There's a blue remote-looking dealie to the right of this man who's getting butt-fucked in the Senate Hill House. Ew. Okay, we'll go one clean through without me talking over it so you guys can hear the passion. Oh, there it is.
This dude,
he starts looking off, like, to the right, like when your dog's shitting. Like when your dog's taking a dump outside and they give you that, like, they cock their head to the... No matter why, they look at you, and it supposedly is to be like, you got my back, right, in case something comes. This dude's getting just bottomed out, and he's looking around in just sheer joy to be doing what they're doing. Like, I wonder how much longer it took for this dude to come after this video. Like, was it just like they got the video and they were like, ooh, we'll both be able to finish later tonight after this or something? Or is it like, no, we're gonna make this happen here. You know, we're gonna make a gay baby. He's, god damn it, like, I'm talking just, and I'm sure it's a bitch to get out. So let's say he's got 2 inches inside, dude. I mean, we're working with, like, a good, I mean, I got a fucking Naruto 16-ounce can here of energy drink. That's what it looks like is going in this motherfucker. That's a big fucking, he's getting bottomed out, man, and this dude's just, and it's going. I don't know if wet's the right term, but this guy, he's wet. This has to be first degree butt fucking. This was pre-planned. This was premeditated man fucking. premeditated man love. That's, hey, episode title right there. Premeditated man love. Hey, that's a finger point. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, man. Jesus Christ. All right, now let's observe the room here. All right, now, they're where the people, I don't understand, you know, what's going on here, because it looks like he's behind a podium of some sort, but there's a wall, and then there's a bunch of what I'm assuming are speakers, and telecom, so you can be broadcasted over, or be, you know, to the person, whatever, but there's a chair, not chair, there's a group of chairs around a table, in the middle, you know, a little screen over there, and I'm sure they do large-scale projections and whatnot, and maybe this might be where they do some of the meetings. The brown walls and the orange lighting kind of look familiar, but, this might be where they bang the gavel, and everyone's like, the sir may have 2 minutes to reply, all that kind of fucking weird bullshit. I don't like the... It looks like there's, like, stadium seating. It is very awkward. All right. yeah, he's just getting it. He looks over to the right as it. You know you're in an empty room, but he's just got that like paranoid. He's got like paranoid deer head, like where he's like, I'm like looking around real quick. Like he's got animal instincts right now. Of course, they do a pan shot to show that they're in the like Senate Hill. You know, that dude's a twink. He's got little fucking girl shoulders too. Wow. You put like a bowl haircut on that dude. You'd have a lot of people asking questions. So yeah, they show the seal on the back of the wall to kind of show you he's saying a joke. It's not fucking whatever. God damn. What if that's just the China fucking it's all CGI, just really good CGI. Oh fuck. And then of course scroll down one or two Hunter Biden bullshit. Alright. All that weird stuff. All right, we need let's get a little more norm. Let's finish out this video, kind of get reset here.
Be you if you don't lose weight.
You want me to hear my impression of the 9/11 call from Johnny Carson?
9/11 call.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. But 9/11 was a national tragedy.
Yes, it was.
Why did he laugh at that?
You said he. Johnny Carson died at 80 years old.
Okay, Johnny Carson died at 80 years old. Would you like to hear my impression? Were you in New York when the Twin Towers fell?
No, I was in Los Angeles.
Well, either way, it was a national tragedy. It was.
I know.
9/11. We're gonna go to hell.
I didn't expect it to go there. All right, here we go. It's a lady officer is about to question this woman at a beach in Georgia.
Go ahead and bring your stuff.
Yeah, can I ask what the problem is?
All right, so someone called us. We got multiple calls about you. What? About something pertaining on the beach.
Yes.
Are you what? Supposed to be, were you doing something you weren't supposed to be doing?
Lady's got some sort of almost cross-like necklace. Could be a sword. They brought a woman officer, of course. This lady looks, you know, she's holding a Budweiser. All right. Nothing too crazy about this chick's appearance. I would not assume that this lady just beat off in the water. That pause isn't good, by the way. That's all just pause. Ooh, that's rough.
What?
What were you doing on the beach? Like, prior to coming here?
There was nobody. I was just sitting on my towel. Nobody was around me.
That's not a good first response. That's maybe the worst response of all time. Well, there was no one around. Lady, were you beaten off in the water? I mean, how crazy? Why? I'm sure this point has been made, but in the water, lady. What are you doing? A little. What are you? She had. You later find out she had a little help. You'd think maybe a little stimulation on the out. But to actually have something, lady, what kind of oil slick you got going on in there?
Okay, and you were over at the beach.
Like I was near the water.
Near the water.
I had an itch and I went in the water. I had something. Jesus Christ.
Okay. What did I do?
So apparently you were masturbating on the beach.
Yo, you can't have this as your response, lady. She looks like defeated, like... All of her mannerisms, me when I got caught with a fucking magazine when I was like 12 years old, like for sure was like, and you just answer kind of half-assedly true and It's all.
Who saw that?
I mean,
Jesus, lady. This, there's a lady behind her, and she's half smirking, being like, "Oh hell no, nah. This bitch for real." I'm so sorry, but it's so funny just to have the sunglasses on, hands on the hips, and just be like, you just have this woman explaining that she's like, no, nobody saw me masturbate in the fucking water, and you're sitting there like, are you fucking serious? Like, I'm not even trying to be like, oh hell, but it's just, I would think the same thing, be like, no way, this bitch is actually admitting to this.
A couple people.
No, they didn't. That's not true.
Why would they call us?
Nobody was around. Was it an anonymous call? Is this one of my buddies? Okay,
yeah.
One of my buddies.
No, it's not.
Damn. This is one of my friends. You're fucking with me, right? There's nothing. Like, no. Like, you dumb twat. Jesus Christ. You've already been like, no one was around. The fuck are you talking about? Like, and I wonder how much she's been drinking, and maybe she just had a little bit of a moment where she just fucking, you know, didn't remember. But wow, lady. Also, what's that going to be like when they get you down there and strip search you? You know what I'm saying? Like, she's probably like, she seems like a perv if you're willing to go out and masturbate in the fucking water in front of a family. So who knows? Maybe she gets turned on by the idea of a lady cop fucking bringing her in and giving her a little search to make sure she ain't trying to sneak drugs in. Who knows? I just watched a guy get fucked on the side of hill. You never know what the fuck's going to happen.
It's a family.
Okay, look, let me show you what I did. Okay.
Oh, it'd be so funny if she walked all the way down there to just get back in the water and fucking start beating off.
Okay.
Is there anything in the bag?
No.
Is it right if I look through it? I mean, if you can open it and can I see the contents inside the bag?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't really understand what y'all are.
We're just here.
Oh yeah, this is the act of a desperate. I gotta somehow plead my way out of them not actually like going through the bag. Which bitch, they're going through the bag.
Here because someone called.
From what I've seen on Cops, they're going through that fucking bag.
And we're very concerned. Okay,
this is really highly offensive to me.
I got you. And that's why I'm trying to figure
What is highly offensive? Like, somehow they're pinpointing out the one. There's multiple ladies at this bar. They're pinpointing out this lady. And you're still in only a fucking top. Like, she's got bottoms on, but it's all one piece with this thing.
So it's my vibrator, but I just put it in my. I was sitting on the.
They're gonna find the vibrator and then be like, well, of course this horny bitch was in the water, and she's like, I was just sitting. Wait, she was sitting on the beach? Hold on here.
Really offensive to me.
I got you. And that's why I'm trying to figure it out.
It's my vibrator, but I just put it in my. I was sitting on the beach, and I just.
Okay.
Do I get a ticket?
So, you did have a vibrator.
Listen, I was sitting on the water like this, and I just put it in there, and it was covered up, and I just had an orgasm. I'm sorry. I was stressed out.
I got you. Okay. Just hang tight for me.
Imagine, I mean, a dude says that exact phrase, instant, you're going to jail, buddy. And this chick, she's getting to demonstrate, and they're all just, they all went home and thought about it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean, if nobody saw them, they wouldn't have called, right?
Ma'am, please, don't do this to me. Are you serious?
Now, how has she not become famous? Where's her OnlyFans? Where's her, you know, plain moment? Let's get this lady on here. Who's this lady? I'm assuming Florida. I don't know, somewhere. Anyways, lady, you can come on this fucking podcast and talk about it all you want. Fuck yeah. But dude, she just got a little vibe off. She wasn't, like, taking a fucking, you know, sand shovel. She was fucking getting a little vibe out. Who cares? You should have just went around fucking down, way down, way, 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 way down, and just pretended to be in the water, you dumb bitch. But that's okay. That's okay. Hey, argue it on this podcast. I don't mind. Have a few and then argue. Jesus Christ. You'd also assume, though, like, yeah, I'm probably going to jail if I admit all of that.
Family saw it. They had kids.
What? There was nobody around me. So.
It'd be funny if as she's walking, all you hear is squish, squish, squish. And it's like, lady, we've been out of the water. You haven't been in the water for 30 minutes. You fucking horny broad. Squish, squish, squish. God, I'm fucking retarded. Officers, did she just get out of the water? Nah, she's just really horny. It's like she's got a towel on you. Yuck. And when I mean yuck, I mean ooh.
It's a bullet style. That's what they call it.
It's a the one guy has to act like he doesn't know. It's a K2200 bullet, you know, waterproof, sealed, rechargeable battery, that kind of whole thing. No. A lot of people have them lately. This has been going around. People have been doing it a lot. No reason to know.
Oh, Jesus.
Knows
you going through it. You logging everything.
Oh, this bag stinks like pussy.
She admitted to it, and she, you know, she said she had an orgasm on the beach. And...
Why? He had an orgasm. You can't say she finished. She got to completion. This dude's loving hearing this. This big ginger dude putting the gloves on. He's about to need a cleanup crew. Yeah, both these dudes gonna tonight. That was bad. Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
All right, cool. Someone saw it, so that's why we're here. You know.
Oh, this tatted dude, he's just loving the, you know, somebody, he's probably a dom, so he's probably into that, somebody saw it, so now we gotta punish you. Here's my number. Take my number, please. Yuck. He's probably gonna show her, have you seen this video on Capitol Hill? Or Senate Hill? Have you seen the Senate Hill? Have you seen the Senate Hill video? All right, now what do we got? Oh, there's this one video of this chick pointing a gun at a guy eating her pussy.
You fucking with a gangster boy. I like this shit. Shit better. Ooh, shit better.
Oh, she's holding the fuck, like, straight to his temple. Imagine, and, like, I'm assuming this is, like, one, this is extremely hot, but two, this is extremely scary to see that somebody who might tense up because of pleasure might, and has a gun with a trigger finger, like, on the trigger, fully, like, probably way too committal in the gun world. To a finger on the trigger.
Like that? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
You know, he's looking like he might be like...
You fucking with a gangster, boy. I like this shit. Ooh, and you sexy as fuck. Why you so sexy? You know?
Please tell me that thing is not loaded. Yeah, he's looking at the finger like, yo, bitch.
No, my brother.
I would not like this. I mean, I would like this. I would, but I would not like this.
Yeah. Hey, tell me you love me. You love me? Mm-hmm. I can nut. Say better.
I'm finna nut. Wow. You know, that's fucking nuts. I've seen this many times. And let me hit bookmark real quick. Wow, I was not expecting that. And I really hope that that's not a loaded gun, because that guy is finna be in trouble, to quote the video. Wow, that's fucking hilarious. I can't. The internet is undefeated. Just when you think you have everything you need, pussy eating with a loaded fucking gun is the next echelon of what the fuck. Like, poor trigger finger. I mean, I don't know shit about guns, but I know you would not want to fucking have that popping up. Like, a chick holding your fucking, a gun like that to your head while she tells you to eat her pussy. I love you thing's kind of hot. But, scary. Because you could just die if you eat her pussy too good, right? Like, how fucked up is that? How fucked up is that? She can't play God. Fucking A. Alright. What do we got here? Finish out on something. Oh, alright. Here's the song. Well, thank you for listening to this very fun episode. And we'll be back. I think I'll have Craig's episode out this week. So, and again, you'll have some, there'll be some context to this song in it as well. So, thanks for listening. Hey, share the episode. And go review it. Go give it 5 stars. Or fuck off. Bye.
There's something about you and I don't know why. I can't think straight when I look into your eyes. You know how to play it right, yeah, you took me by surprise. The way you talk, it sounds like it's another long night. Yeah, your mustache tickles my nutsack, baby. You know that's fine with me. You said you wanna cover my face with love, so maybe I'll find out it's he. So throw it back, yeah, just like that. You know just how to do it, that ass is fat. Scream, he's my number one daddy, gonna make him cream inside of me. Just keep riding me. When I'm slipping him down, it's my favorite sound. He let out a little moan, what a beautiful tone, so softly. Just keep riding me. So let's go talk about it. You look so sexy when your hands are